And a very good morning to you. It is Sunday morning, the 28th of November, the year 2021. And this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. If we go to the Gospel of Luke, chapter 17, and just one verse, verse 24. For as the lightning that flashes out of one part under heaven shines to the other part under heaven, so also the Son of Man will be in his day. Jesus is coming back like a flash of lightning. We don't have to look all over the place. We don't have to listen to this prophetic word and that prophetic word and that date and this date. No, when he comes back, we will all see him in an instant. But remember, Jesus said that the kingdom of God is within us. You'll see that in verse 21. You and I need to be prepared for the coming back of our Savior. I can't wait. I don't know about you. Today would be fine for me. But seriously, we need to work like he is coming back in 1,000 years, but we need to be prepared like he's coming back today. You know, Peter said in 2 Peter chapter 3 and verse 8, he said this, "But beloved, do not forget this one thing, that with the Lord, one day is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." Now, Peter said that because the people were mocking. They're saying, "Where is this Lord? You've been saying for ages he's coming back." The scoffers who were mocking him. I want to tell you, folks, for the Lord, 1,000 years is like one day. So time is not an effort, and he's no respecter of time whatsoever. He is time. So I can hear somebody saying, what are we to do? How should we live? Well, Martin Luther said when they asked him, what would you do if you knew the Lord was coming back tomorrow? He said, I would plant an apple tree today. Now, as you know, there's lots of apple trees in Germany. He would carry on living. They asked John Wesley, what would you do if you knew the Lord was coming back tomorrow? He said, well, this morning at 9 o'clock, I've got a Bible study meeting. Then I'm riding on my horse over to such and such a place. And I've got another cottage meeting. Then I'm preaching tonight. In other words, he would carry on as if the Lord was coming in 1,000 years, but prepared for him to come immediately. Remember, we've said it before to you many times, that if you are a follower of Jesus, you are in a win-win situation. Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, Paul says, for me to live is Christ, and to die is but gain. You can't frighten a Christian with heaven. Right? So be ready. Enjoy your life. Make plans for the future. But always be ready for the coming of the Lord, because the kingdom of God is within you. Have a beautiful Sunday together with your family. God bless you and goodbye.